Hello there, everyone. This is John Moore speaking here. Today I have been watching a movie called Keeping the Faith. And for those of you that have not seen this movie, it was a movie that came out in 2005. And the premise of the movie is a Jewish rabbi and a Catholic priest who have been friends since childhood. They make a friend in middle school that they that moves away after eighth grade, and she comes back. And the two boys fight over her, for her affection and her love, even going as far as ruining a boy's bar mitzvah to fight over her. And it ultimately culminates in the rabbi standing in front of his Orthodox Jewish congregation on Yom Kippur and admitting that he had an affair and apologizing to his congregation. And that is unfortunately what I need to do now. Some of you, I'm sure that all of you that listen to this podcast know by now what happened yesterday. And I need to make some serious confessions about that. This is very hard for me to do, to admit this, but I feel that because of the ensuing activities of people, I feel it necessary to do this podcast. And first of all, let me say that the offending file has been taken down and will stay down. I have deleted the file. And I no longer have a trace of it. I usually keep files of deleted podcasts, usually because sometimes people will ask me to do reposts, which, you know, a particularly good recording or whatever. So I usually try to keep them. However, in this case, I chose not to keep it. And for good reason. A lot of what was said on that podcast yesterday had more to do with personal anger that we had. We got carried away. We targeted two people out of hundreds. And first of all, let me say that I, you know, I had actually emailed Apple last November about one of them. And I'm keeping names off of the podcast this time. And because we are approaching the time on Sunday, approaching Mass for us on Sunday when we do confessions at the opening of the service, I feel very strongly urged to tell the whole story and the truth about what happened. It was a scandal. I'm aware of that. I'm fully aware of that. And I have a lot to say, and unfortunately, there's not necessarily, it's kind of hard to say some of it, but I'm going to anyway. And that is that a lot of it, the whole reporting thing, had to do with personal gain. In other words, I was trying to get attention. And I did it at the expense of other people and dragged other people into it. And we all know how it came to a head yesterday. Please understand me. I am irritated at people who violate the non-disclosure agreement. Very. But if they choose to be that way, then technically it's their problem. And it's not my place to get in and accuse them. And I particularly want to apologize to Daryl Shandro and Kevin Chow. I know Daryl Shandro was threatening, apparently, from what I heard, either to take legal action against me or to do something of the sort. I deserve it if you still want to do that. I will plead guilty if you still want to do that. Because the truth was, there was no evidence against you that was written down. The whole thing with you came from what people were telling me. And I based it solely on word of mouth. The only person that we had a written trail for was Kevin. And somehow you got dragged into it. And I think it was more to do with the fact that we were just angry that people were doing it. You know, we were called hypocrites last night because of this, and to tell you the truth, I'm kind of inclined to agree that we were. We can't stop people doing this as much as some of us who are developers want to try, and I know some people that actually, I know of one guy that actually supported what we did yesterday and said, you know, do you honestly care about what they think? But that is not the point. The point is, I lost my reputation with about 90% of people. And people now think of me as this radical, reporting everything, and I don't want to be perceived that way. That was hurtful, what some people were saying yesterday. And it hit me very hard, especially from certain people that I will not name, that I won't name on here, but when it really hit home with me was when Jeb Bishop tweeted me last night and told me how much that podcast had hurt people. I did not mean to drag Brandon, Oren, and Dan into it. I know Brandon is recording an apology podcast of his own. And Oren, I don't know about because he's unfortunately having to use a Windows laptop desktop for the next 10 days. So I don't know what's going to become of that. However, I was asked by all of them to apologize on their behalf. We had no right to do what we did, and a lot of it had to do with personal anger and personal grudges. And I, for one, violated my own Catholic faith by passing judgment on others, and without getting to know them first, and without anything to go on except for a blog and whatever, whose writing style I didn't like. If I have lost anyone's friendship because of this, I will take full responsibility. If I am asking for your forgiveness, but if you choose not to forgive while that hurts, I will leave you alone. If you choose to forgive and stay away, I will leave you alone. I won't bother you again. And no one will be reported to Apple over this, because the truth is, it's gone too viral. And we can't stop the tide of people doing it as much as we want to. And like I said, a lot of it was because I was power hungry. And I should not have been. These have been a very hard, the past 2 to 3 years have been very, very difficult for me. So I was dealing with a lot when this happened. And I'm not going to go into details here. Some of you that actually know me personally know what I'm talking about. And so, technically, it was me venting a lot of it that led to this whole thing. And I should not have vented on here. I probably should have gone to get help with it, which I will be doing. And you're not hearing my phone because I've silenced it. It's connected to the iHome via Bluetooth. So that is what I have to say on this whole affair, and please understand that I very deeply regret what happened, and I want to express genuine, heartfelt apologies to Kevin and Daryl in particular, but more importantly to the online blind community at large, because I know that I upset a lot of people with this. And like I said, if you choose to stay away from me, I understand why, because I brought it on myself, and I'll take full responsibility for you choosing to act like that. And no, the audio blog is not coming to an end. I don't plan on canceling this anytime soon. I know that there were people that thought that the whole podcast was being canceled. It's not. The whole podcast is not being canceled. I paid $200 a year for, you know, to keep this going. So I don't plan on ending it. In fact, I have some plans for it. In the very near future, maybe as early as tomorrow. So the podcast is not going off the internet as much as I know some people want it to go off the internet after yesterday. So that is what I have to say about this whole thing. And I will take full personal responsibility for any action that is taken against me. Technically, we got together and recorded a podcast that was even worse than this in March when we slandered leaders of the NFB. And it was decided not to publish it, and for good reason. I think what happened with yesterday's recording gave us a taste of what would have happened if that podcast had gone up. And from now on, I will do the very best I can to prevent bashing from happening again and to prevent calling people out personally, unless it's a tech chat and we want to rant about a company's policies or whatever. There's nothing wrong with doing that as long as you're constructive. And that was the thing. I allowed bashing on this podcast and developed a very bad reputation for it. And while we're on apologies, I want to make a personal apology to Shane Jackson of the Blind World Blogging Podcast, because I treated him the same way that I treated a lot of you guys yesterday. And I had no reason to. Just as yesterday, there was no reason to do what I did except for personal gain. I will be resigning from the Apple Developer Program in October. I need to save money, first of all. That's the main reason why. But the other reason is to avoid the temptation to rat people out and take advantage of the fact that I know how to report people. And I have done it before, as some of you very well know. I have done it before. And I've told other testers how to do it. So, in closing, I thank you for listening to this, and I hope that this whole thing can be forgotten. And if some of you choose to if some of you choose to keep it going, then I'm going to unfollow you, because I want this to be put behind me, and I think we all do. Like I said, the other panelists asked me on behalf of them to extend apologies from them. Dan and Brandon and Oren, and I know Brandon posted some tweets this morning expressing apology and deep regret. Dan has to go to his church today to do his organ practice, and so he couldn't be on this morning. So he asked me to apologize. And plus, as the ringleader of this, I felt that I should probably do a personal one. So I hope that this has clarified your understanding about why I really wanted to report people. And I promise all of you to try and never do that again. Now, that does not mean that I'm changing my stance on reporting stuff from beta releases from Apple. I am still dead set against that. And this podcast is going to continue to hold the Apple beta features in secrecy. This is probably going to be one of the few that does. I will be prohibiting, as I always have, revealing anything having to do with anything new from Apple that is developer release only on this podcast. Now, as far as saying what I did yesterday when I said I'm running pre-release, I will allow that. But that's as far as I will go. So don't come here if you want to hear about new features and have new feature demos and whatever. This is not the podcast for you, because there are a few blind people in the testing program who will uphold the secrecy. And again, that's not to point accusing fingers, but as difficult as this may sound to people, I think that some of the facts that were said on that podcast yesterday were true, in that you are doing an illegal act. But if you choose to break the law like that, that's your right. If you don't agree with it, then break it. But if Apple catches you, you're going to get penalized big time. But I will no longer be as I said yesterday, reporting people to Apple over this, because this has gone too viral. Now, there was someone that I never intended to report that never got named yesterday, and I still hold to that. I was not going to report him anyway, because he worked for Apple. But to Daryl and Kevin especially, I will not report you. I was hit pretty hard by, especially from what, you know, Brandon calls me up just as I'm about to, I was listening to BBC Radio 3, and they were playing a, I believe it was a string quartet, and Brandon telephones me and says, lets me hear some of the stuff that Daryl was tweeting. And you should know that I kind of drag them into doing it. They agree with me about upholding secrecy, and that was our big thing, but we did not have the right to do what we did yesterday. So, now that the apology is out of the way, let's get to having a little bit of fun. Almost the weekend, and I know it's been a hard day.
About upholding secrecy, and that was our big thing, but we did not have the right to do what we did yesterday.
We have that very unfortunately this podcast has become known for. that will not be posted at all. We will have Mass on Sunday, it being the day of Pentecost. I don't know if they're doing anything special or not. I know at the Mass before the one I attend, they're doing adult confirmations, but I will probably be arriving at the church during that Mass, but I tend to stay out in the lobby, and that's when you see check-ins from me and things like that, is waiting for Mass to begin. And I also want to announce that for those of you that are following me on Twitter now,
There will now be live streams of the masses every Sunday over the Twitcasting app, the Twitcaster app. You'll see a link at the appropriate time. Sorry about that. You'll see a link come up at the appropriate time, and you'll see it pop up, and you can click the link, and it'll start playing. Unfortunately, I will have to refresh it every half hour. And yes, for those of you that are wondering, for those of you that are wondering, the church does allow me to record. That's how I've been able to post podcasts, and I am thinking about introducing live streaming to them. Right now, the stream is just a test. If it turns out to be popular, then I will go and ask them if we can keep it up. But right now, I'm just doing it for the sake of testing the app and gauging, like, if people really want and are interested in a stream like that. And if not, then I will just stop doing it. But I plan to continue it for the rest of June and July, and then after that we'll see what happens. But right now it's just a testing thing. It is not permanent. If you guys like it, please let me know in an email or in a mention or DM, and I will be, and then I will go to the church and talk to them about possibly making that a permanent, and asking their permission if I can keep doing that permanently, because I already have permission to record and publish, and they're very, they seem to be very liberal in their, the way that those priests are. They are very accommodating for me. They let me record in there, and I doubt that there will be any reason that they will not let me stream, because I don't go to the contemporary mass where we have to worry about royalty payments. I go to the traditional mass where it's all classical music and hymns. So I don't see any problems, but again, it's a testing thing right now, and that's why they don't know about it, because right now I'm just kind of running it, playing with the app a little bit, and that's about all I do every week, so is go there. Apart from my first ever Twitcasting stream, which was at the bar, which playing darts, and if you missed that, you missed out. That's all I gotta say. So you can expect those, and I'm not sure when I'll do the iHome Experience. I'm going to call it the iHome Experience series. I know the first one was the introduction, and in the second one I plan to go into finish up the hardware and some of the other hardware features, and then talk about the apps. And I'm possibly thinking about making it three parts, the second part being either iHome Radio or iHome Sleep, and the third one being the other one. Because I know that people have thought that that was a pretty cool app demo that I did for the podcast, introducing it to people. And I appreciate y'all's feedback about that, and you've inspired me. I have every intention to keep going with the iHome series now that it apparently people seem to be interested in it. And let me add to that by saying that I was not intending to bash Dane. All I said was, you know, that I was inspired by him to get a speaker dock, is what I was trying to get at, and but I wanted one that I could set independently. I hope I did not come across as, I have one that I can set independently unlike him. I just wanted to give people an overview of one of the other options out there. And Dane was the one that got me into the whole speaker dock thing with his review of the TSX-130. And so that's how that whole thing came about. And then I thought about getting one of those, and then I discovered the dock that I have now, which I'm very happy with. So that is that. And now I have a little bit of a surprise for you. I thought that we would end the podcast with a little bit of lighthearted comedy. And those of you that have been around the block a few times are probably going to recognize these when you hear them. But We are going to first hear, there's going to be three bits. The first one we're going to hear is a disastrous attempt by a blind person to pilot an airplane. And, well, you'll just see what happens. He gets out a beer and the plane falls. The second one is when this poor guy apparently tried to install an update patch for JAWS for Windows, and apparently his computer seemed to go ballistic on him, and I guess the computer decided it didn't like him and kind of turned on him. And then the third one is a computer illiterate person dealing with a near equally illiterate tech support specialist in a computer store. So I thought that we would close with these three little bits to kind of add a little bit of to kind of show that we're putting this whole I like to refer to it as a scandal because that's kind of what it was, to put the whole thing behind us and move forward and forget about the whole thing. But before I do that, I do have one more announcement. There is a radio station that me and a couple of friends are building, including Brandon and Oren and Dan are on the crew. 2011 Variety Radio. We plan to launch in September, but there's no confirmation on that because I'm having Shoutcast server issues. It's on the server end, so I'm trying to figure out what I need to do there. But we plan to launch it on Labor Day weekend in September, probably Labor Day in September. And we have some pretty cool ideas planned. We have some pretty cool ideas planned for it, and really big ideas for the station that we plan on implementing. I know one of them is going to be the streaming of live church services on Sunday, both a Catholic Mass and a Protestant service, or maybe two Protestant services. But we're not gonna talk to the churches about that till we get there because I'm still trying to get the server issues fixed. Any help would be greatly appreciated with this. The website is not up yet. The guy that is helping me develop the website is finishing up a move to another city, so I'm kind of giving him some slack. So just wanted to let everybody know about there's something really exciting coming. There's the launch of an internet radio station in September, and what's going to make this one so unique is that the core team of broadcasters are all Mac users that use the native Mac OS. There, it's going to be me. It's going to be Brandon Armstrong. We're trying to get Ed Alonzo on board from the Blind Double Trouble podcast. Dan is going to be there. We're trying to round up a couple of other people, and of course we're going to have slots open. Just because the core team is Mac only does not mean that we will not welcome Windows broadcasters. If you want to do that, you can. If you want to broadcast on our station, get back to us. That way, maybe what we can do is have a schedule set before September so that when we go on the air. And also, you're going to have the ability to, there will be an automation system playing when we're not live with about 200 gigs of music on it when all's been said and done. And you will have the ability to request any song you want from that library. And also, we will have, it will be family friendly from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. each night. And we will have adult content from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. And on Sundays, we will have mostly gospel music and praise and worship music. And like I said, there will be a hopefully be a Roman Catholic Mass, a Pentecostal service, and hopefully another one if I can get a hold of the guy that I'm interested in partnering with. So you guys have that to look forward to, and we will of course keep you posted on this podcast about developments in that. And also, I am seeking participants next month. I thought about giving the regular contributors a little bit of a break and bringing some variety to the show. And so next month, when OS 10 Lion comes out, I would like to get a panel together about 2 to 3 weeks after it has come out, and kind of talk about first impressions, what everybody thinks of it. Of course, those of us that have been running pre-release will finally be able to, you know, unveil our what we already knew and talk about it in detail and stuff like that. And so I hope to bring a little bit more variety to it. So if you want to be a part of that, get a hold of me on Twitter or Facebook if you're my Facebook friend, or email, and I will be more than happy to include you. Now, again, I have a policy where we try to have a maximum of 5 people. I've done 6 before, and it's really not that great, so I have a maximum of 5, so 4 slots open. And also, I plan to do another one for iOS 5, so if you can't get into the Lion one, you can get into the iOS 5 one. Now, I am going to be randomly selecting, if I have more than 4 people volunteer, I will be randomly selecting people, choose. If I get more than 4 people, then it's going to be, I'm going to decide who I am going to include. And if you were in one, you can't be in the other. If you were in one, you can't be in the other. Now, I said that last November when the Persuasive Project came out, but the reason that I had to break that is because we needed Dan's bandwidth. And so that's why I had to get him on for both, mainly so that we could have enough bandwidth to host the huge conferences that we had. But so if you are interested in that, and Daryl, I will allow you on it. If you can certainly come on board if you would like. You'd be welcome on it, or Rick Harmon, or any one of you, if you want to come on and talk about your first impressions of whatever system you have. Once it comes out, you can certainly do that. Again, like I said, you know, I hope we can put this behind us and forget the whole thing. And so, kind of as a gesture of apology, but also an invitation that if you would like to be on it, you are certainly more than welcome to do so. But again, there's 4 people, there's 4 slots, so. I am going to be selective, but it would, but if you two or Jeff Bishop or anybody else wants to be on it, you are more than welcome to appear. Come on board. We try to make it, informal, on this podcast. I try to make it real informal, you know, just, sit down like you're having a fireside chat. And so, we basically, we have no particular agenda. I try to start with one, and then we always deviate from it, and you know, whatever. So if you want to be in that, just let me know, and you will be welcomed with open arms onto this podcast. Excuse me. So now that we got all the announcements over with, let me get my email address real quick, and then we'll move on and have a little bit of fun. So if you'd like to contact me via email, the email address is coasterfreak88@mac.com, and coasterfreak88@mac.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's JMOORE021888, and I want to welcome Michael Meller to my followers list. Great to have you, man. It was really nice chatting with you earlier this morning. So if you want to You know, I look forward to getting to know you. And Florian, if you're listening, you were not the spam bot that I mentioned in one of my tweets this morning. I got a spam bot shortly after I got your tweets. So that was, I was not referring to you. I was referring to, I actually got a legitimate piece of spam. And if any of you have already sent emails to Apple telling them these things, then I will tell them the same thing that I just told you, and I will openly admit to what happened. And if I get kicked out, well, I know I probably deserve it. But although my original motives for joining the developer program were to test, not to get this out of hand. My original intention was to test. And that was all of our intentions. Everybody that was on that podcast yesterday, we joined the developer program to test, not to do what we did yesterday. And that was really stupid of us to do that. But anyway, now that all the contact information is out of the way, I hope that you will stay with us as we move to some airport out in the middle of nowhere. And join Perfect Paul on the run on an airplane runway.
I'm on the runway, ready to get into the airplane. I'm in a plane and I am going to try to fly this thing. I'm sitting in one of the comfortable seats. Oh, yeah, my seatbelt. Well, let's see what the instrument panel says. Ah, screw the instrument panel. I'm blind anyway, so I can't read it. What does this button do? Oh, shit. Oh, well. Here are the pedals and here is the joystick. Nothing to this. Well, here goes. I'm going to try to take off now.
Come flight 106. You are not authorized for takeoff. I repeat, you are not authorized for takeoff. Please exit the plane immediately.
Ah, fuck off. It's working. I'm actually flying a plane. Whoever said that blind people couldn't fly? I think I will try a nice Bud Light while I fly. This is fantastic. I don't care about the rules on this flight. I am, after all, a pilot. What is that alarm beeping? Oh, well, I'm sure it's nothing.
Pressure dropping.
Oh shit. Oh my fucking god. I think we are going to crash.
Welcome to the JAWS for Windows Patch Setup Program.
Please relax while Dr. JAWS examines your system. This may take a couple of minutes.
Dr. JAWS, please wait.
Dr. JAWS is diagnosing your system. Dr. JAWS has found settings for JFW which you have spent years and years customizing for each of your applications. Dr. JAWS has no respect for you nor your settings files. Dr. JAWS is now permanently deleting all of your JFW settings files. Please wait. Dr. JAWS found errors with JFW. Too bad. Dr. JAWS will not fix them. Dr. JAWS, this program has performed an illegal operation and will be shut down. If the problem persists, contact the program vendor. Close button.
Thank you for installing the JFW update patch. Now, you're screwed. You are a loser. Ha 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 ha.
Computer support group, can I help you?
Thanks. I'm setting up a home office in the den, and I'm thinking of buying a computer.
Mac?
No, the name is Lou.
Your computer?
I don't own a computer. I want to buy one.
Mac,
I told you, my name is Lou.
What about Windows?
Why? Does it get stuffy?
Do you want a computer with Windows?
I don't know. What do I see when I look out the windows?
Wallpaper.
Never mind the windows. I need a computer and software.
Software that runs on Windows?
No, on the computer. I need something I can use to write proposals, track expenses. You know, run a business. What have you got?
Office.
Yeah, for my office. Can you recommend anything?
I just did.
You just did what?
Recommended something.
You recommended something?
Yes.
For my office?
Yes.
Okay, what did you recommend for my office?
Office.
Yes, for my office.
Office for Windows.
I already have an office and it already has Windows. Let's say I'm sitting at my computer and I want to type a proposal. What do I need?
Word.
If I'm writing a proposal, I'm going to need lots of words. But what program do I load?
Word.
What word?
The word in office.
The only word in office is office.
The word in office for Windows.
Which word in office for Windows?
The word you get when you click the blue W.
I'm going to click your big W if you don't give me a straight answer. Let's forget about words for a minute. What do I need if I want to watch a movie over the internet?
Real one.
Maybe a real movie, maybe a cartoon. What I watch is none of your business. But what do I need to watch it?
Real one.
If it's a long movie, I'll also want to watch reels 2, 3, and 4. Can I watch reel 4?
Of course.
Great. With what?
Real one.
Okay, so I'm sitting at my computer and I want to watch a movie. What do I do?
You click the blue one.
I click the blue one what?
The blue one.
Is that different from the blue W?
Of course it is. The blue one is real one. The blue W is word.
What word?
The word in office for Windows.
But there's three words in office for Windows.
No, just one. But it's the most popular word in the world.
It is?
Yes, although to be fair there aren't many other words left. It pretty much wiped out all the other words.
And that word is the real one?
No, real one has nothing to do with word. Real one isn't even part of office.
Never mind, I don't want to get started with that again. But I also need something for bank accounts, loans, and so on. What do you have to help me track my money?
Money.
That's right. What do you have?
Money.
I need money to track my money.
No, not really. It comes bundled with your computer.
What comes bundled with my computer?
Money.
Money comes bundled with my computer?
Exactly. No extra charge.
I get a bundle of money with my computer at no extra charge. How much money do I get?
Just one copy.
I get a copy of money. Isn't that illegal?
No. We have a license from Microsoft to make copies of money.
Microsoft can license you to make money?
Why not? They own it.
Well, it's great that I'm going to get free money, but I'll still need to track it. Do you have anything for managing your money?
Managing your money? That program disappeared years ago.
Well, what do you sell in its place?
Money.
You sell money?
Of course. But if you buy a computer from us, you'll get it for free.
That's all very wonderful, but I'll be running a business. Do you have any software for, you know, accounting?
Simply accounting.
Probably, but it might get a little complicated.
If you don't want simply accounting, you might try MYOB.
MYOB, what does that stand for?
Mind your own business.
I beg your pardon?
No, that would be IBYP, I said MYOB.
Look, I just need to do some accounting for my home business. You know accounting? You do it with money.
Of course you can do accounting with money. But you may need more.
More money?
More than money. Money can't do everything.
I don't need a sermon. Okay, let's forget about money for the moment. I'm worried that my computer might, what's the word? Crash. And if my computer crashes, what can I use to restore my data?
Go back.
Okay. I'm worried about my computer smashing and I need something to restore my data. What do you recommend?
Go back.
How many times do I have to repeat myself?
I've never asked you to repeat yourself. All I said was go back.
How can I go back if I haven't even been anywhere? Okay, I'll go back. What do I need to write a proposal?
Word.
But I'll need lots of words to write a proposal.
No, you only need one word, the word in office for Windows.
But there's three words in O, never mind.
Hello? Hello? Customers? Why do they always hang up on me? Oh, well. Computer Support Group. Can I help you?